And we're here at the HR Power Hour with Christine Avery. She is the Senior Vice President of Human Resources at Fisk Solutions in Lewiston, Maine. And she is a Senior Professional in Human Resources and teaches us HR certification at the University of Southern Maine for individuals to get that certification. And that's what we're going to talk about today, Chris. Thank you so much for joining me.
Absolutely, Dave. Pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me on your show.
No, I'm very excited. And certainly, first, I want to say congratulations in terms of all the work you've done with the Human Resource Association here in the Northeast and in Maine, especially. You've certainly been a leader in that organization. I want to thank you for all that.
Well, thank you. It's a privilege to serve in that capacity. It's really been a fun journey for me, personally and professionally.
Absolutely. So, no, certainly one of the things that I wanted to talk about today is the SPHR or the PHR. And we have certainly talked to a number of the SHRM organizational people. Susan Post was on a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked a little bit about those certifications. But one of the things we haven't talked yet about is not only how do you get it, but maybe why you should get it from your perspective, and then we are definitely going to talk about how someone can get certified, how they should go about doing it, what the process is. So first, tell me a little about why you think it's important for somebody to have their SPHR designation.
Okay, well, there are various reasons as to why someone would be motivated or driven to achieve their certification in human resources, and one of them just being personal satisfaction, that they just want to have those credentials after their name and to prove their knowledge level in our profession. Additionally, they may be looking for advancements opportunities, whether it's internally within their organization where they're employed at this point in their life, or whether they're looking for advancements opportunities externally. So they may be looking to change employment. They're looking to possibly test their knowledge and just to confirm their level of knowledge by going through the certification process. In some cases, employers actually require that human resources professionals be certified in the field. You will see that as jobs are posted or advertised, different openings, that SPHR is required for the more senior level HR positions along with a degree, certainly with a PHR in some positions as well. So that's how jobs are now posted and advertised.
Could you just quickly give me an understanding, and certainly I know, but for the audience, in terms of the difference between a PHR and SPHR?
Certainly. With the PHR, that stands for Professional in Human Resources, and with the SPHR, that's a Senior Professional in Human Resources. And the requirements are different. So depending on having a college degree and the number of years you have of experience would qualify you for a PHR or an SPHR. And really with the SPHR, it would be someone in a managerial leadership capacity where they have more of a strategic focus in a business partnership relationship within their organization.
When somebody is thinking about, well, I'd like to maybe get one of these, they might say to themselves, well, what information do I need to know? What is the body of knowledge I need to know? Can you speak to what they're going to need to be looking at in terms of this knowledge they need to have to take these type of tests?
Oh, certainly. According to the HR Certification Institute, who governs this whole certification process, they have put together the, what they call the, as you're saying, the body of knowledge, which encompasses six primary areas, starting with business management and strategy. The second area is workforce planning and employment, more on the recruiting, and while you have employees during their employment, going right through to when someone would leave an organization and that whole, how that whole exit process is handled from
sure.
an HR perspective.
Sure.
There's also the human resource development, which is focusing on talent within an organization as well as employee training and development. Then there's, of course, comp and benefits, total rewards, which you're focusing on different types of ways that you can compensate and pay your employees, as well as the many benefits that are available, some mandated by the government and some that are voluntary through the employers. And then we have employee and labor relations. Now, this is an interesting topic Because as in Maine, there's not a lot of union organizations, but it's about 12% that's in the state of Maine. And for an HR professional, whether you're working for a company that has a union or you're working for a company who's non-union, it's really important that you know the best practices in terms of a non-union environment and how to focus on rewards and recognition. And then if you are working under those requirements, how you work through the contract terms in a labor organization. And then the last topic is on risk management, which is just like it says, it's on managing the risk within a company and also focusing on safety, health, wellness, even topics like OSHA. So out of those six areas, they are weighted differently depending on if you are taking the PHR exam or the SPHR. To give you an example of that, with the business management and strategy, that's the more strategic focus for an HR professional. And if you're taking the PHR, it's only weighted 11% on the exam. However, for the SPHR, it's the most important component of the exam, and it's weighted at 30%. So getting back to your question of what's the differences between the two classifications, the PHR and SPHR, it's also then determined on how the exam is weighted based on which level you're going for.
When a person is trying to determine between the two, is there a different benefit, or is it really more a level in terms of where maybe they are in the organization or where they strive to be in the organization?
Well, I would say the answer to that is both, where they are currently and where they intend to take their career journey to. So for the PHR, it's really focused on an operational and technical focus in human resources. And to give you an example of the qualifications, you would need 1 year of demonstrated professional HR experience if you have a master's degree or higher. You would need 2 years of experience if you have a bachelor's degree, and you would need 4 years of HR experience if you have less than a bachelor's degree. Now, just to compare that with the SPHR, which is focused more on the strategic HR function, you would need 4 years of demonstrated HR experience with a master's degree, 5 years experience with a bachelor's degree, and then 7 years experience with less than a bachelor's degree.
Wow, there is a big difference.
There is a big difference, right.
For the organization that's thinking maybe I should have an SPHR or a PHR on my staff, from the organization standpoint, tell me some of the benefits that really come for somebody, for having somebody that's certified. Maybe some company out there is thinking about hiring an HR professional in the near future, and they're debating if they really need somebody that's certified. Tell them what the benefits would be.
Well, the benefits are obviously from a branding perspective. If you can say that someone on your staff has those credentials, has their PHR, SPHR, you know that they've gone through the rigorous process of going through the exam and passing the exam, which is proving or certifying their knowledge in human resources. And that business owner can take comfort in knowing that they have a competent HR professional on staff to handle a variety of HR matters very competently. That's probably the number one, is, again, just that peace of mind and what it means to have someone on staff with those credentials.
When you're talking about the exam itself and getting prepared for it, I know that you do a class at the University of Southern Maine.
Yes, I do.
and you're probably doing one now as we speak, as they say. But, you know, tell me a little bit about how somebody would go about, or how, you know, if they meet those eligibility requirements, how would they go about taking or preparing for this exam, and why that class may be helpful?
Sure. Yes, I just finished last night teaching the second course, and it is a 12-week program, and this is using the SHRM learning system. So we partner with the Human Resource Association of Southern Maine, as well as SHRM, the Society of Human Resource Management globally, to offer this program at USM. And using the SHRM learning system, it is a wonderful teaching methodology to prepare the students to take the exam, because it truly is a system. It does incorporate the materials from those six areas, the the body of knowledge. So there's a written textbook for each area. There's software that allows the student to go online and test their knowledge, and there's a flashcard system to help understand all of the definitions that you need to know. There's also case law that is provided, and it is a very interactive system that can be used to help prepare someone for the exam. Additionally, there's webcast, audiocast, there's tips to prepare for taking for the exam. There's acronyms, for an example, Family Medical Leave Act. The student would need to know the acronym for that, for FMLA. That is the way that the exam is put together. So in the class, we have the presentation of the materials as well as the classroom discussion. And what's interesting is the different perspectives, because the way that a company may do something may seem routine and may seem right. But according to best practice for the exam, you need to pick the best answer, not necessarily the way that you are handling things in your organization today. So that's where there's a lot of learning, too, through those discussions.
When somebody takes the exam, is it a, you know, there are a lot of different type of testings. Is it more multiple choice? Is it essay? Is it, you know, fill in the blank? How exactly is this type of testing done, or is there multiple levels of this?
Well, first of all, it's a computer-based testing. So during the preparation process, a key point there is practicing those questions because it's a multiple choice. So you have a selection of four answers. Typically, two are distractors, and then two are probable answers, and it's finding the best answer. The exam itself is set up for 3 hours, so that someone has a total of 3 hours or 180 minutes to take the exam, and that is to answer 175 multiple choice questions. Now, out of that 175 questions, 25 of those questions are future test questions, and they don't necessarily account on your score. There's 150 that do count. So it equates to about 1 minute per question, and the student can work at a pace that is comfortable for them. And again, by taking the practice questions online, they are able to really work on their pace so that they are well prepared to take the exam.
So somebody takes the exam, they pass and so forth, which is great. Mm-hmm. I know they need to recertify. Tell me a little bit about the recertification process.
Well, the recertification process, once you are certified on that particular day, you're automatically certified for a period of 3 years, right to the exact date in 3 years. And you have that time period to attend educational sessions that have recertification credits available. And during that three-year window, the HR professional has 60 recertification credit hours to achieve. And there's an online logging system, so you have to go in and certify the sessions that you attended, any type of educational forums that you participated in. There are other things that you can do in addition to webinars and conferences, and you can do in-house projects. At a leadership level, you can instruct courses in the HR profession. You can participate in volunteer leadership through a number of the SHRM chapters. You can write articles for HR publications. So there's really a wide variety of ways to obtain your recertification credits, but it is over a three-year period, and there's 60 recertification credit hours that are needed.
And you're listening to the HR Power Hour, and we will be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
Packers.
Vikings.
We come from different places.
Uptown.
Downtown.
We come to different conclusions.
Half empty.
Half full.
But when we live united, we make a real difference in the building blocks of life. Children succeed in school, families gain financial stability, the health of our neighbors improves, and suddenly so do our communities. Real change won't happen without you.
Live united.
So give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Sign up today at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
And we're back with the HR Power Hour. We are talking to Chris Avery. Chris, thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, certainly. Thank you.
No, it's great. Hey, you know, we were just talking about, before the break, the recertification structure. And, wait, I got to tell you, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of time. What's the benefits?
It is. Well, the benefits, again, is you're proving your knowledge and your competency in the HR profession. And, you know, from a competitive strategy, for me, I know that when I go to an HR function and I'm amongst peers in my business community, I want to have those credentials after my name. It may sound silly, but on my name badge, I want to see Chris Avery as PHR. And a lot of folks are driven by that. And this is something that is growing over time. The HR Certification Institute has been in existence since the mid-70s. And right now, globally, there's about over 120,000 certified HR professionals. In the state of Maine, we have 464 certified professionals as of last spring. So it is something that is pretty neat from a competitive standpoint to be amongst your peers and have that proven knowledge.
Well, there's no question. You know, one of the questions someone would ask, if I go and take the course at University of Southern Maine with you, for example, leading the course, you know, tell me about how often does, you know, somebody pass? What are the pass rates for these type of testings? Because is it kind of like a CPA where it might take you a few times, or how does that work?
Yes, it's a tough exam. So in order to earn your credentials, obviously the exam is very difficult. And the national pass rates are low, to be honest with you. For the PHR, you're running about 58% pass rate. And for the SPHR, for the last three testing windows, was at 48%. So basically, that means one out of two people that take the exam will pass. And the benefit of participating in a study group and taking a course such as like what is offered at USM is you have the complete SHRM learning system to help you prepare for the process, and then you have the classroom discussions. And it's a very structured, very organized. It is accelerated, very fast-paced, but it certainly increases the students' chances of passing. And I'm proud to say for the last two sessions that I have personally instructed, we've had 100% pass rate. So that does take a lot of commitment on the students' behalf to really buckle down and study and take that determined approach so that they can have passing statistics for their credentials as well.
You have set the bar high. If I'm going to take that course, that is what I want to have. 100%. That's what we're talking about.
Right. And for me personally, Dave, I think it's pretty neat that I'm in a position that I can give back to my profession and that I can make a difference in the lives of other HR professionals by really coaching them through this process.
No.
And that there's more who are certified in the great state of Maine.
No, you're absolutely correct. And certainly, you know, if you talk to HR professionals around the country, which I do, and certainly, you know, the Northeast is a very strong bastion of HR strong professionals who really take it very seriously. And it's one of the strengths of the New England market is that this certification has taken on so strong and is thought of so importantly. And you do see it in the hiring for HR professionals out there that they are looking for that certification.
Right, and it does give you that competitive edge, and it's great for the business owner as well, and for the employees who work for a company where there is a certified HR professional. So it's really a win-win all the way around.
No, absolutely. Talk to me a little bit about this one other certification called the GPHR, or Global Certification. Tell me a little bit about that, because that seems very specialized, and so tell me what that means.
That is very specialized, and the credentials are even higher than the SPHR because it does require experience of someone working in a global organization, so dealing in the international market as it relates to HR. And that just brings on a whole nother level of complexities in the job for the HR professional. Now, out of the over 120,000 certified professionals, there's about 1,400 that have their GPHR. So it is a very small percentage in the state of Maine. Last I was aware, as of last spring, we had two with the GPHR certification. So it's Maine is not necessarily in the global economy. We have a number of organizations such as Fairchild, Unum, who have employees who are located in other countries. But it's not as common as you would see in, say, the Boston, New York, California area.
No, and certainly, but I do know that as I talk to guests on this show, especially across the country, we are seeing a bigger emphasis in a global awareness, especially, you know, overseas in Asia and in Europe. So we're really seeing that as being an area that is important. And in talking to companies, they need to know the rules and regulations that apply to personnel in Canada or in England or Australia. Or some of the other, countries.
Brazil,
another great, which is a place that you just recently went to, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Tell me a little bit about that trip here.
Well, that trip was a wonderful experience for me. I think one word that would summarize it is just phenomenal from a personal and professional perspective. But I had the opportunity to travel with the People to People organization, who formed a partnership with SHRM and created the HR executive delegation to Brazil. And we had the opportunity of a 10-day trip to Rio de Janeiro and to São Paulo. And in visiting those two cities, we were able to actually tour and meet with the HR professionals and business owners of six organizations who have Brazil operations. So we visited some, as here we have the best places to work, we actually visited some great places to work in Latin America. And two of the companies that we visited, HP and FedEx, are American organizations that have Brazilian offices. And then the other four organizations were all from Brazil. And it was just a phenomenal experience from a travel perspective in traveling with 18 other HR professionals from across the U.S. that I was able to interact with. And then also to meet HR professionals in Brazil. We also had the opportunity to attend an HR association meeting and meet with a leadership group of that association in São Paulo. And then just from a personal perspective, to be able to tour those two cities, and they're very, very different. Obviously, with Rio and the beaches and the mountains and the beauty of that city was just breathtaking, going to one of the seven wonders of the world and being at Christ the Redeemer statue and just looking out and seeing Sugarloaf Mountain. We have our own Sugarloaf in Maine, but seeing the Sugarloaf Mountain in Rio and just the rainforest, and it was just breathtaking.
It's a moving experience, isn't it? It's a moving experience, yeah.
And to see São Paulo, which is a very congested city of 23 million people compared to New York City of about 9 million people, and to see the traffic system with 12 lanes each way, 24 wide, and to be in bumper-to-bumper traffic, it was an experience in itself,
but
a very strong economy. And my takeaway from a HR perspective from that trip was how the Brazilian companies really focus on their people. They put people first. And if you take care of your people, they will take care of your customers who drive your business profits. And they really proved that to us.
No,
so it was an amazing trip.
That's an amazing trip, and actually so true of what you say, of what you learned down there. That's so true everywhere, isn't it? That taking care of the people,
sure
taking care of the business. So if somebody wanted to reach out to you and say, hey, I'd like to know more about your course, I'd like to know more about this topic, how should they reach you?
Okay, there's several ways. You can reach me through LinkedIn. You can reach me through my employer. My email address is kavery, A-V-E-R-Y, at fisksolutions.com by calling 207-782-6858, or certainly go to the USM website and you can reach me through there as well. My contact information is also on the SHRM Maine State Council website, which is www.fisksolutions.com. meshrm.shrm.org. So there are a number of ways to reach me.
Yeah, that's great. And we will certainly be posting on the HR Power Hour site right after this show your information as well as the LinkedIn information for you. So, Chris, I want to thank you so much for being on the show and taking your time out today to do that.
Well, thank you, Dave. It was a pleasure, and I appreciate the invitation to participate with you.
And here's your tip of the week. Do you need to find a mentor? A mentor is someone within your company who has chosen to take a personal interest in you and who has more experience, knowledge, and a higher position within the company. This is a person to whom you can turn for advice and who will ensure that your name becomes known among the higher-ups. Having such a person in your corner can be a tremendous advantage, not just in terms of what you can learn, but in terms of what he or she can do for you. Should take an opportunity for advancement arise, or should you find yourself in a difficult situation? Some organizations have mentoring programs already in place. Find out if yours does. Next week on the HR Power Hour, we have two great guests talking about relocation. First, we're going to be talking to Marjorie Marshall. She is the president of Vandover, which is the leader of talent mobility. Second, we're going to be talking to Brian Hughes, the vice president of sales for Bisson Moving and Storage here in Maine. Catch us every week at 2 p.m. on News Talk WLOB 1310 a.m. or streaming live on WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at HRPowerHour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.